Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, today's Republicans, I mean, you should just, you know, that the state ones, and for Manchin and Sinema, they're not Republicans, but I mean, for these Republicans, just start calling them Joe Stalin. I mean, that because that's what they want to have. They want to have the Stalinist United States of America, because they get to count the votes with these voter laws that they're putting in, you know, election laws that they're putting in across the country, and they'd like to do in Wisconsin, but for Tony Evers being able to veto it. And the Republicans are probably going to try to pull shenanigans to put their own maps in with their, what I don't know if it's reconciliation or what they call it here in Wisconsin, that it slips my mind for the moment there, where they just have a joint resolution, I guess it is, that to pass their own voting districts. I mean, that you just have to confront these guys and offer no violence to them, but just call them Stalinist and say when you going to come for us. Pardon the slip there, but it just.
Yeah, no, you're right. What Mark's referring to, and this is an important issue, so let's listen up. Very important issue, what he's saying. And that is, there are two ways that the legislature can do things. They can pass a bill, but if they pass a bill and there's a Democratic governor, he can veto it, and then it needs a supermajority to overturn it, and they don't have that. They don't have that. On the other hand, they can pass a resolution, and the governor can't veto a resolution. Now, normally you'd say a resolution is, we declare that, as a sense of the legislature, that today is Sally Jones Day and Lady Smith because of her contributions to whatever. Okay, that's a resolution. That's great. That's neat. That's neat. What they are trying to do is pass gerrymandering by resolution, not by bill. That means that Evers could not veto it. But there's a problem with passing something like gerrymandering by a resolution. It obviously is a means of circumventing the constitutional process of review by the governor. And back in the early 60s, that's almost 60 years ago, by the way, they tried that. The legislature tried that. And the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, for gerrymandering, for redistricting, that has to be done in a form that can be reviewed by the governor. So that's it, right? Well, no, that's not it, because there's a different Supreme Court now. You think that justices and judges are all fair and independent and they look at it. By and large, at the trial court level, that's true. I know a lot of judges, and I must say that virtually all of them in Wisconsin are honest, they're good people, and they have a sense of responsibility. But when you get on the Supreme Court, certain ideologies come through. There are two Supreme Courts, as you know. One of them is in Washington, D.C. It has 9 justices. That's the U.S. Federal Supreme Court. And there's one in Madison for the state of Wisconsin. It has 7 justices. They call them justices. And they're elected. They're elected, and they serve 10-year terms. In Washington, D.C., they're appointed for life. Now, ultimately, if there's a dispute that goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, they're the big kahuna. They're the 800-pound gorilla. And whatever they say goes. And the state Supreme Courts can't overrule it. But very few things go to them. You know, tens of thousands of matters get presented to them every year. They don't have to take any, and they take a couple of hundred. So the state Supreme Courts frequently are it. There's another parallel federal system of federal judges that ends up in the U.S. Supreme Court. There's the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. We're not going to get into all that. That's the court I clerk for Tom Fairchild, one of the great judges who had previously been a justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But in any event, what's happening is, here's the fear. Of the present justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4 of them are deemed Republicans, 3 are deemed Democrats. So if the vote is 4-3, that's it. Now, there's one guy, Brian Hagedorn, who's a Republican, but has done some very, very important work in preserving our Constitution when it comes to elections. And I admire him for doing that. And it's possible that he will respond to this in a correct and constitutional way. However, And a lot of the cases are unanimous up in the Supreme Court, minor criminal cases and all that. But in this particular one, the Republican Party has started an action, and they are going to ask the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overrule the case of the court 60 years ago and say that they can pass gerrymandering by resolution. Evers can't veto it. If that happens, you will have gerrymandering on steroids. It will be worse than the last 10 years. You will have a Republican legislature in perpetuity as long as they have an extra Supreme Court vote. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Cassandra Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. I have a question for you, something that I don't know if it's legal or not. And it might be a method to combat the gerrymandered districts. And what I like to know is, the campaign donations, can a fund be established to allow people to move into a district and become a resident of a district in order to try and flip that district? So, for example, Voss, could we get Democrats who we know have a habit of voting regularly to move into that district and get them to find an apartment or a home and help them pay their rent or mortgage and allow them to live in that area? Is that against the law? Because some of these districts, numerically, if we can get enough people in there, we could possibly flip the district. I just wanted to know know the law on that. I don't know.
That is a fascinating, that's a fascinating suggestion. And I'll give you the answer. The answer is it's legal, but it's almost impossible to do. Here's what I mean by that. It's legal, but almost impossible to do. As long as there are disclosures and the funding and all that, if you can get enough people to move, sure, try to get them to do it and do it. The problem is in gerrymandering, the votes are, the districts are not being carried by one or two votes. They're being carried by 5,000 votes, by 12,000 votes. And to get people in our society to move en masse, in other words, there are surplus votes in Madison, surplus votes in Milwaukee. To get, for instance, 5,000 people from Milwaukee to change their lives, whether you compensate them or not, to move somewhere, move into Voss's district and vote against them, that is essentially impossible. If we were an authoritarian state like China or North Korea, you can move people around at will. But you know very well, I mean, taking people with their kids out of school, you might get some people to move. You might get some people to move. But the sad thing is not the legality. It's a brilliant idea. It is legal. But the sad thing is the practicability of it. Because you're not just moving. If we persistently lost by one vote or two, sure. But that's not what it is. When you gerrymander, it's 55, 45, 53, 47. There are thousands of votes. And the logistics of moving people like that. But I like it very much. And frankly, a lot of people basically are starting to make districts bluer by moving. Suburbs around Milwaukee are getting bluer. Cassandra, thanks for calling. And we're going to a break. Outstanding idea. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Do not hang up. Lines still live. 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.